ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Evangelism 2. Let's start this morning. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, I believe everyone watching us, listening to us, and everyone in this room, we all want to live a fruitful Christian life. We want a spiritual life that is growing. We don't want to be stunned in our walk with God. So I discovered a secret from God's word, which is something, it may not be new to many of us. I titled this, The Faith and the Love Walk. The Faith and the Love Walk. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6. It says, For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith, expressing itself through love. Faith walking by love. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us. Both faith and love are of the heart. Both faith and love. And those two things are critical to our spiritual development and growth. I said a short while ago, they are of the heart. It's not what we are looking for on the outside. Love is not what you search for, because you may get involved into a mode where you search and you didn't get it at the end of the day. Faith is something that is substantial, it's not abstract. So both faith and love are of the heart. For the believers in Christ, where we read, it said, for in Christ Jesus. So we can't guarantee it outside Jesus. But for the believers in Christ, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts. The love of God. You know, there is a saying around here that sometimes what you are looking for in the pocket of your, what you are looking for in Sokoto State is actually in the pocket of your trouser, is in your Sokoto. So you don't need to look for it. So faith and love is of the heart. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts, not in our heads, not in our bodies. Can you see the difference between human love and God's love? Human love is, majority of the time, is concerned with the outward expression. I mean, Valentine is here. Rose or roses sellers, we sell. Those who make cards, we sell. Red wine, we sell. Events planners, they will sell. Because there will be one program or the other geared towards just celebration or one day celebration. But love endures forever. That's God's love. It's not limited to a day. Every day should be Valentine if we understand how love is and how it works. So, all these things, faith and love, is of the heart. It's not of the head. It's not of the body. Faith will always work in your heart, even when you have doubts in your head. How many of you agree with me? Yeah, there are many instances you have faith in your heart, but there are doubts in your head. There are the voice of reason. You say, hey, what if it doesn't work out? Faith says, what if it work out? And faith says, even if it doesn't work out, God is still with me. So a lot of the time we can have faith in our hearts and then doubt in our head. No problem with that. But hey, our faith, which is of the heart, we only walk by God's kind of love, which is shed abroad in our lives or in our hearts. In Mark chapter 11, verses 22 to 24, Jesus helped us to put these two words, faith and love, in proper perspective when it comes to the subject of prayer, or having our prayers answered. One translation says, have the God kind of faith. So this is what Jesus said. I mean, there was a situation. Put it in context. The previous day, they were hungry with the disciples. And so they walked towards a tree, which in the natural, that's why faith is supernatural. In the natural, it is time for that particular tree to produce fruits. But they didn't get what is desire, because faith is of the heart. So they spoke. They said, no one heeds, because you are not productive. You are not productive. No one heeds of you. So after they went, and then the next day, they realized that because the words were spoken in faith, that tree started to wither. And so the disciple asked Jesus, he said, the tree that you caused us is withering away. And so Jesus' response is what we read in verse 22. He said, have the faith in God. Have the God kind of faith. Can you please help me put back that scripture? Let's flow this morning. Have the God kind of faith. Verse 23. For surely I say to you, whoever say, so what is in your heart is what you say. Faith is trust, confidence in God's ability and power. So whoever say to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart. So faith is of the heart, just like love is of the heart. Human love can fail. What looks like love today can turn into hatred within seconds. What looks like people accommodating you, they can rebel, or they can just not want to see your face. So, but whoever say and does not doubt in his heart, but believe. Where do you believe? You believe in your heart. We get into it when it comes to salvation. You believe in your heart. You don't believe in your head. If you believe in your head, it's not sustainable, because storms of life can rob you of that belief. Things can happen. The storm may rise. The building may shake. But he said the faith of God doesn't shake. He said whoever believes that those things he says will be done, he will have. Whatever he says from the residual of his heart. Verse 24. So, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask from the faith, from the reservoir of faith in your heart, whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe. Where do you believe? From your heart. That those you receive them, and you will what? And you will what? So, you believe you receive before you have it. That's the way this thing, your faith works. You believe, you must believe that you have it. You must believe that you receive, and you possess it before you actually see the manifestation of whatever it is. Praise God. Romans chapter 10, Paul made reference to why faith is of the heart and then love is of the heart. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Romans 10, he was talking about the subject of salvation. He said, if you confess with your mouth, and you know the way the human body is configured, there is a direct link from your heart to your mouth. Whatever as a man thinks in his heart, so is it. With the mouth, you made confession. That confession is based on what aligns with your heart. Out of the deposit of your heart, you speak. Jesus said in another place, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. A good man, out of the good treasures of his heart, will bring forth good things. But an evil man also, out of the evil treasures of his heart, will bring forth. So if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and believe where? Please respond, church. And believe in your head. So receiving Jesus is not a mental accent thing. It has to be from your heart. From your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be what? For with the heart, one does what? Unto right standing with God. With your heart you believe, not with your head. You may be sick or you have symptoms of sickness on your body. But hey, with your heart, when you see that sickness, infirmity laid upon Jesus, he said he was wounded for your transgression. With your heart, over time, it connects with your mouth. And then it swallows up the symptoms. Because with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto deliverance, unto victory. That's what salvation means. Unto healing, unto deliverance, unto prosperity, unto joy, unto peace, unto fulfillment. Praise God. So we can never substitute natural love for divine love of God. Natural love can be turned to hatred overnight. So please, all those who are looking for Valentine, looking to find love on Valentine, it doesn't work that way. You can wake up 15th of February and the person say, I don't love you anymore. Praise God. But divine love is everlasting. In other words, when you say something is everlasting, as you want to explore the benefit, the more you are exploring, the more it's unfolding to you. So, divine love is everlasting. Divine love had value. I want you just to compare it with the human love. Human love is conditional. Divine love is without attachment or clauses. Divine love had values. Human love sometimes can become selfish because it has something to take, something to gain. You know, they say wealth has many friends, but in Nigeria, we say politicians have many friends. But immediately somebody loses an election, that's when you know that they don't have friends. Praise God. So, I mean, you see it all the time. Somebody lifts a leg here and they just celebrate the person. They put it, they splash it all over the papers. Our icon, our worthy ambassador for lifting up a leg. But the person falls down next year after he's out of the office. Nobody remember. So human love has limitation. But divine love is everlasting. And I'm so glad the kind of love that we're talking about this morning is the God kind of love. The Bible describes the summary of this love. Two things. John 3:16, for God so loved that he gave, not that he took. And then secondly, the Bible says in Romans 5:8, while we were yet without strength, Christ died for the ungodly. Divine love adds to our life. It doesn't diminish us. It doesn't disintegrate us. It doesn't reduce in quality or quantity. As you embrace or you are perfected or mature in this love, it grows. We are perfected in God's love. And Jesus is the epitome of God's love. The Bible described him as the indescribable gift of God to humanity with a lift. In John chapter 3, verse 16. John chapter 3, verse 16. I belong to a group, and somebody posted something yesterday, and he said, "Tell us your most favorite scripture." And I looked at it because I have many. And it just dropped in my heart. The greatest scripture in the Bible is John 3:16. And I'm bringing it out. So I said, John 3:16. And many other people just responded to and said, yes, that is the greatest verse. You know, for me, on a good day, I will quote Jeremiah 29:11. I love that scripture. He said, "I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, not our government, not my parents, not my family, not people that I know." He says, "Says God, the thought of peace and not evil, to give you a future and a hope." That's what NIV says. But he said, what is the greatest one? "For God so loved the world that he gave his only." Human love we give out of sufficiency. Human love we probably give out of surplus. Human love we probably give because they have alternative. But he said, "God loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever," begotten means it can't be replaced. So once he gives, he gives. You know, sometimes, and that was the same thing Abraham did. Isaac cannot be replaced at that moment because the man was stricken in age. But he gave his only beloved son. It's a gift with a lift. Whoever, if this whoopee can have life and believe, this whoopee will be saved. Whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Verse 17. That's a gift with a value. "For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." Verse 18. "He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." So God's love, of God's kind of love that we have as our nature, is a love with a gift, is a gift with a lift. When Jesus steps into your life, it improves your life. He improves it. He adds to your life. And it's called Zoe, Z-O-E, the life of God. What makes God to be God? That's what is imparted. For in Christ Jesus, not circumcision, not things that you have done, not uncircumcision. What matters is faith, which walk by love. Praise God. Praise God. I know if we can just understand what I'm saying this morning, our relationship will be better. In our families, extended families, in nations, it will be better. There will be no reason for war. There will be no reason for rivalry, family rivalry. There will be no reason for hatred among ethnic groups. If we can just understand it. So, Zoe is God's life and nature imparted into our spirit at the new birth. Zoe, that's what is called eternal life. It's the nature of God. In God, there is no death. In God, there is no sorrow. In God, there is no crying. So when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you believe in your heart, you have passed from death into life. We will read it shortly. You know, when God created or formed man, the Bible says he formed man in Genesis 2:7, and he breathed into man the breath of life. He breathed Zoe into man. But man lost it through rebellion. And then at the new birth, man lost it. So what man was under was spiritual death. Man couldn't hear God. Even when God came into the garden again, the man was hiding. Man has allowed human nature to take over what divine nature has done in his life. So at the point of everyone saying, Jesus, come into my heart, what is imparted into your spirit, man, is that same life is rekindled into your spirit, man. By now, I mean, we will go into it. Man is essentially a spirit being. He has a soul and he lives in a body. So at the new birth, your spirit man, which is dead, is given the life. It's like you are reconnected back to the power source. Man, in Genesis 2:7, the Bible says man became another. That's what the Greek says. Another speaking spirit in the same class with God. So at the new birth, that is what is restored. I'm going somewhere this morning because of statistics I'm about to give you. Because for us who are in Christ Jesus, the story should be different. Praise God. So Zoe changed, or Zoe, whatever you want to call it, Z-O-E, it changes your DNA. He altered it from death into life. From death into life. I mean, man didn't die. Supposedly, Adam didn't die the day he sinned. So, but he was spiritually dead. He was cut off, alienated from the life of God. He was still there. That's why he was conscious that he was naked. He was covered by the glory of God. But so, life, I mean, man had to go through struggle. You see, when we don't understand it, then struggle, we just move from one level of motion of life or to another, because the curse is on humanity, as it were. The only people who are saved, who are exonerated, are those who believe the Lord Jesus Christ. So Zoe changed our DNA, and we have passed from death into life. We have passed. Not that we are going to pass. So eternal life is not when you close your eyes and die. The life begins now. It's an everlasting life. It's an everlasting life. The more you explore it, the more you know that there is more to it to be explored. The Bible talks about this love. The length and the breadth, the height and the depth, the height and the depth. I'm distracted. What's happening? People are getting up. What's happening? Is it the message? It happened to Jesus one day. They said, as he was preaching, people were leaving. So is it the message? Someone please help me find out. Eh? Okay, light playhouse. Okay, we have a camera. Oh. That's why they don't tell me secrets. Praise God. So Zoe changed our DNA.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,